How do we protect supply chains with many hands in the pie? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Scott Shackelford, assistant professor of business law and ethics at Indiana University, looks into the security technology behind Bitcoin for advice.
The hardware at the heart of our devices is flawed. For too long, too few technology companies have taken proper precautions to protect their supply chains. Products can and have been altered, either in the factory or in transit. Compromised circuits leave physical trapdoors, but as with code, most experts cannot easily detect flaws in a computer chip. That's right, you might never know that your smartphone has been turned into a handy surveillance device. Supply chains are notoriously tough to secure since so many are global and complex. Apple's iPhone, for example, involves hundreds of suppliers from around the world. Threats in supply chains range from malicious. A 2012 Microsoft report found malware being installed in PCs before they even left the factory, to benevolent but dangerous, such as Lenovo's 2015 installation of advertising software that weakens system security. And as the Internet of Everything expands, the problem will only get worse. There's no simple way to overcome this challenge, but one option that's been getting a fair amount of attention lately is by deploying the technological flavor of the month that powers Bitcoin, called blockchain, to better manage supply chain threats. Blockchains, which are distributed online ledgers, offer at least three key advantages over existing systems: security, transparency, and automation. Still, not even blockchains are completely immune to hacking, but their deployment would still be a major improvement over today's methods and practices. For the rest of us, remember to keep your software updated and be sure to enable two-factor authentication for all your accounts. Be proactive, be smart, and beware the ghosts lurking in our machines. Together, we can build a foundation for promoting cyber peace in the burgeoning Internet of Everything.
That was Scott Shackelford of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.